2.2, the big question, law library or online? I know there are some of you out there thinking, oh, why are they teaching law library? It's so irrelevant now. Everything's online. I want you to trust me on this. Everything is not online. There are reasons for you to know how to use the law library. In fact, and here's the big secret, it's more important for you to know how to use the law library than for an attorney to know, and I'll explain that in just a moment. Also, most paralegal programs do not teach law library skills now. They teach you either Westlaw or Lexis, but not both. We teach you both Westlaw and Lexis. I love online research. I am a huge believer in online research. It's something that's a key component of this program. But we're going to give you an advantage over most paralegals and, yes, over most attorneys, because law schools have stopped teaching, for the most part, have stopped teaching law library research. But they still have to have law libraries. It's part of the ABA rules. Here's the thing for paralegals, and this is why it's more important for a paralegal to know how to use a library than a lawyer. What happens if you get a job where they only give lawyers access to Westlaw or access to Lexis? Then you're out of luck, right? Unless you know how to use the law library to research. Otherwise, you'll never be able to actually conduct legal research. That's why we want you to know this skill. Also, even if you're given access, and this is a mistake I think a lot of lawyers make, when they go to a law firm, most law firms, 99% of them that have online research subscriptions, only subscribe to one or the other, Westlaw or Lexis, not to both. So they use, let's say, Westlaw. Well, what happens if you want to use a book that is not in Westlaw, like a book we'll be talking about later, Bender's Discovery Forms? It's not on Westlaw. It's only on Lexis. Or vice versa. What if your firm subscribes to Lexis, but you want to use a book that is only found on Westlaw? You're out of luck. So when an attorney is satisfied with just researching the books that are within his or her subscription on Westlaw or on Lexis, they're actually researching with one arm tied behind their back. The library opens up all of those books for you. Also, there are other materials out there that are simply not easy to find or sometimes not offered at all on Westlaw or Lexis. The great example is legal periodicals. They are almost impossible to research effectively on Westlaw and Lexis. So we want you to develop these library skills because they will give you an advantage over other researchers. And even if you don't use them on a daily or even weekly basis, maybe not even a monthly basis, there will be times when you say to yourself, I wish I could find the answer out to that question for myself. And if you don't have access to online research, or even if you do and it would cost too much money to actually utilize it, then you can always go to the library. Don't forget, by the way, when you use Westlaw and Lexis, that costs your client money. It is expensive. So even if you do have access to it, if you're given access as a paralegal, you can't use it whenever you want. You can only use it when it's something that your attorney has assigned to you. That's an important distinction also. Now, in terms of law library or online, the other thing I want to point out is that the law library does something that the online systems aren't really designed to do. The online systems take you from the issue, the legal question, to the answer, to the actual law. And that sounds really good. It's a great sales point for online legal research. Cut out the middleman. It takes you straight from the question to the answer. But that answer very often includes education. It educates the attorney about that area of law. The secondary authorities, the encyclopedias, the things we call annotated reports, the treatises, these things actually act as a mini law school education on that legal question. So as a paralegal, you get to actually read and learn about those areas. You get to become kind of a mini expert. And in some cases, you'll be more of an expert on a certain area that you've researched a lot than most of the lawyers that you work with in the law firm. That happened to me on a couple of cases where we had discussions and I actually spoke up and said, well, I disagree with this because I actually had researched a lot in that area, and the attorneys that I was having the discussion with hadn't. That had to do with the area of spousal communications. That was a big case that I worked on. And it was really empowering, and it gained a lot of respect from the attorneys, but that would not have been possible if I did not have library skills, law library skills. I had access to Westlaw in my firm, but there were times when I was needing to educate myself about an area of law that the client's not going to pay for that. So I went to the library, and I just read. It's a great empowering skill, and guess what? It's free. The library is free for you. So I hope I've sold you on this. Your instructor, if you're in an in-class program or even in an online program, may have a different point of view. They may have been taught differently, basically saying just use Westlaw or just use Lexis. But I hope I've made my pitch that if you take this to heart and you learn these, develop these library skills also, it will make you a better online researcher as well as a traditional researcher and make you a much better paralegal at the end of the day.